Let's start off with a cheers, Mr. West.
Yes, sir, Mr. Josipovich.
This is to Alex Ovechkin. Becoming the third human and non-human to get 800 NHL career goals.
Oh, wow. Actually, so Yelly's got the one TV on the NHL.
Yes.
Actually caught a glimpse of this stat the other day, which was tremendous.
Yes.
I couldn't wait to tell you, but then I forgot. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, you're good, dude.
But I figured you already knew about it, too.
No time better than now. Did you see the goal at all? Or?
I did not.
It wasn't nothing spectacular, but it was a good goal, and it's just one of those where it's just like, whew, everyone knew it was coming. I was like, it's probably gonna happen tonight.
Yeah.
I don't remember how they ended up doing against the Wings yesterday. They played the Red Wings yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was like, yeah, I hope he beats, because I can't remember how many goals Gordie Howe had. Yeah. But I think he plateaued at like 802, 803, something like that.
Or is Ovechkin?
Depending on how he did over the past few days, I don't think he might have passed. If you don't mind, give Gordie Howe's
all-time scoring record. Yeah.
Because Gordie was the first. That's why Gordie Howe's Mr. Hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Is because he set the record for setting the most record, which is something no one can ever do ever again. But obviously, Wayne Gretzky came and smashed it.
801.
All right. So that's what people were like, oh, hopefully he ties Gordie Howe's record when he's playing the Red Wings on Monday. And someone's like, he's got like one or two games in between now and then. I was like, he'll probably...
Yeah.
Which maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I didn't see any posts because I figured I would see posts like 802. Ovechkin is now the second highest goal scorer of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Another interesting thing I read, Wayne Gretzky, if you took away, so he's leading goals, leading assists, which leads to also leading in points.
Mm-hmm.
In hockey, they do goals, assists as a point.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball, I think they do differently. We'll talk about that later, Rufus.
Yeah. it's a Christmas gift.
But hang on. Now she figured out who it was from. It was, if you take away all of Wayne Gretzky's goals, he would still be the highest leading in points for the NHL of all time. So that means he's got more assists than anyone's gotten goals.
Oh, wow.
And he's got the most goals.
So an assist counts as a point.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like when you're out there, an assist is the last two guys on your team to touch the puck before you scored.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say Rue scores the goal, but I pass it to you, you pass it to her, you and I get an assist. It's a point.
Nice.
You know.
So everybody gets a point.
Everyone gets a point, but it's we got an apple, she's got a Geno. She's got a goal, we got assist.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So, but that's what's amazing about Gretzky. I used to hate the guy growing up because everyone's like, the great one, better stats than Gordie Howe. Like, they had different rules. They played more games now. Like, I was one of those ninnies. I couldn't change with the times, even though I wasn't alive when Gordie Howe was in his, even late in his prime.
Like, I hate it.
My dad was still a child when Gordie Howe was like, I might retire in 20 years, and he's like already 50. But I hated Gretzky. For a minute, just because it was like, no, Gordie Howe's the fucking man. Yeah. Wayne Gretzky never played for the Wings. Gordie Howe did.
Yeah.
But another fun fact, this is for you trivia buffs out there. So there's been numerous brothers in the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them goal scorers and or playmakers. So it's like, who are the two highest goal scoring brothers in NHL history?
It's Wayne Gretzky and his brother.
Yeah, and his brother has one goal.
Yeah.
And
I read that somewhere.
That's one of my favorite fucking facts.
Isn't that crazy?
Because, like, dude, like, imagine, like, being, like, Steve Gretzky or whatever the guy's name is.
Oh.
And it's like, me and my brother have the most NHL goals combined.
Steve Gretzky.
Like, they're like, oh, what, you both get, like 900 each or something like that? Like, I got one. He did a lot of heavy lifting for the rest.
It is hilarious, though, because, I mean, I actually did read that stat somewhere one time, and I'm like, oh, okay, so,
yeah,
you know, I don't know why I'm talking like Pete Davidson right now, but, oh, okay, so like, so he did most of the heavy lifting, but, you know.
So Greg Gretzky got one goal.
He got one goal, hey, By the way, my dad died in 9/11. He was a firefighter, you know.
And that's why my brother is 99 and my number's 11.
Yeah.
Because so, we're adult, 99/11.
So I was made to watch a Pete Davidson rom-com last night.
Which one was it?
It's about a time machine. The time machine's a fucking tanning bed.
And wait, is this an MGK movie?
No, he's not in that one.
What movie? I've never heard of this.
So, anywho, the chick from Big Bang Theory.
Which one? The blonde chick?
Kelly Kukuk. Or, I can't pronounce her last name.
Is she like the main chick in Big Bang? Okay.
Yeah. So, she has a tanning bed time machine, and she keeps going back to the Bronx over and over and over.
Was this a straight-to-VHS movie? Because it sounds that bad.
Yeah, it was
that
bad.
They would send it to the 90s.
It was so bad. I was made to watch it.
We should have sent them back to watch to 85, watch Back to the Future. Like, this is how you do a time machine movie, guys.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
It's perfect.
Perfect time machine, yeah. But I was made to watch this rom-com last night. It was horrible. I hate it.
So wait, she has a tanning bed time machine.
Yeah.
And she keeps going back to the Bronx?
Yeah, well, she keeps going back to the same night her and Pete Davidson meet.
Was he Pete Davidson or he was an actual character?
Well, in his defense, he was kind of a character.
But you know what I mean? Like, his name was Pete in the movie.
No, it was Gary.
Oh, that's funny. Shout out Bonfire, dude.
Yeah, I know, right?
Crackle, crackle. But so, like, it's a love story. Yeah, you said rom-com.
It's like a rom-com, yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think, because that...
it's an hour 22.
What'd you watch it on?
It was either Prime or Hulu. I can't remember.
I'll check it. Do you remember what was the name of it? Did you already say? Well, it'd be funny if it was called Tanning Machine.
Tanning
Bed Time Machine. You're like, you guys, what? No, you can't just use different appliances that seem fancy to poor folks. Right. As time machines. You had to set DeLorean, but Hot Tub, all right, we'll take it because it was funny, but right. Goddamn. You ever seen that movie, Tanning Bed Time Machine? Like, what?
Ew.
But, no. So there's another movie. What's the, from Workaholics, Adam DeMapp? Is it DeMapp in the movie or in the show?
DeMapp in the show.
And then Divine in real life, Devine. So he's in a photo booth time machine movie.
Yeah.
I forget the name of it, but it's more or less, he keeps trying to go back in time to the first night he met the love of his life, and then he waited too long to shoot his shot, as some would say.
Yeah.
It ends up in the friend zone. He's like, if I just shoot my shot, I'll get her. But it's a rom-com.
It's called Meet Cute.
Meet Cute.
Yeah.
I want to say, it wasn't on Netflix? Did you Google it?
Oh, it's on the Cock. It's actually it's actually brand new. It's 2022. Well, you know how like the Cock, like, it'll do like movies that aren't doing that good in theaters.
Yeah.
And then just shoot them straight to the Cock.
I want to say I saw like the movie poster you'd call for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing Pete on it, and I was like, I kind of want to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's good.
Yeah.
I haven't shared the episode yet, but I know we did Pete Davidson heavy like last week or the week before.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
But she's the one that time travels.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she keeps meeting him over, like, she literally does this the same night for,
like, Groundhog's Day style.
Yeah.
But she's wanting it to happen.
Yeah, because, like, she's suicidal. It's the only thing that, like, brings her happiness at the time.
Interesting.
You know, and even when she time travels back, she runs over her current self, puts her in the trunk every single day. It's fucking
nuts. Okay.
It's fucking nuts. Right. Yeah.
I'll check it out. Hey, I'll be honest. Even when I was a young boy, I didn't used to be able to admit this. I like rom-coms. I like romantic movies. I like The Notebook.
Yeah, I like The Notebook and Sweet Home Alabama.
Even P.S. I Love You, I'm pretty sure that was good. I haven't seen it in a while. Sweet Home Alabama, I've never seen it in its entirety. But I remember the bits and pieces I got to see of it. I was like, I kind of want to sit down and watch this movie,
Sweet Home Alabama is really good.
Make cookies while we got a movie on in the background.
Yeah, Reese Witherspoon's in that, which actually, shout out from Tennessee. Oh. I don't know if you knew that. Fun little fact.
Whereabouts in Tennessee do you know?
Not the exact region, but I'm pretty sure it's like East Tennessee, kind of like Quentin Tarantino.
If you don't got an address for me, then shut the fuck up. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right.
You're like, all right. Reese Witherspoon's home address as a child. But
yeah.
No, I didn't know she was. It makes sense because that.
Well, she's got a little twang to her, you know?
Even in movies where it's like she's not supposed to, it's like you can kind of hear it.
Yeah.
But, I'm trying to think of some other rom-coms. I grew up where I'm like, this is a good movie, guys. Like, it's funny to whatever degree, but it's also just, it's a cute little story. Is there anything wrong with that?
Oh, shit, I was incorrect. She's even more south. It's New Orleans.
Oh, she's from New Orleans?
She's from the New Orleans.
You're way off.
Yeah, I was way off. I don't know why. I thought she was Tennessee.
I don't even think
She has some kind of tie to Tennessee.
Are you even in the right division?
I'm in the right.
You're in the SEC, but...
I'm in the right conference. That's what I'm looking
at. She's not even from this conference. Dude, what the fuck are you talking about? LSU's... okay, my bad.
Nah, I'll take Louisiana if it's not Tennessee, you know, but... But she's in Sweet Home Alabama, and that's a good little rom-com, you know. There's been a couple rom-coms I really liked. There's one called, like, The Bounty Hunter with my BBG of all time, Jennifer Aniston and Gerard Butler.
Okay, I can't remember if I did watch it or not. I might have watched that with... an old chick or something like that. But, there's a ton of them out there. I guess, like, even Miss Congeniality, the breakup with Vince Vaughn and BBG, Jennifer Aniston.
Breakup is my number one of all time.
And it's when I first saw that in theaters, I remember the girl, listen, I was in high school, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
You might have been just out of high school or a senior when that movie came out.
That's like 03, 04.
Yeah, that was one. That might have been like. Now I think about it, because I think I was driving.
Mm-hmm.
So that could have been. I think I started driving 04.
Mm-hmm.
So it might have been 04, 05. But I remember being like, dude, fuck that movie. People were like, it's good. I'm like, fuck that movie. And like, even the girl I was with was like, why? I was like, because that's like a real life ending. I don't come to the movies for real life shit.
I want a
happy goddamn ending. Like,
which you rarely get.
Which is funny because like I might be more bitch about it than the girls were, you know? I'm like, fuck that, dude. They should be together. It's like, we could put a pool table in here.
You know who the master of the rom-com is? Sandler.
I mean, yeah. Technically, because even Big Daddy, you could consider that a rom-com.
Yep.
And and it might sound weird being like romantic comedy with the child. It's a I love this child. This child changed my life. You know.
Well, I hate like the directive or the whatever I'm trying the not the directive but the whatever the. His career is going or whatever. He went from
a trajectory.
The trajectory of his career like went from great comedies to rom-coms.
Have we talked about aren't all his movies kind of rom-coms? Have we?
Well, actually,
about the Sandlerverse. We've talked about the three different types of people he plays, but we've never really touched on. He's always been around. Actually,
even if you look at Happy Gilmore or Billy Madison,
rom-com.
Yep. They are, actually.
More now com than rum, but still
but rom-coms. Rom-coms. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I never actually looked at
that. Is a girl involved?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fucking loser. I'm not going to get the girl.
Yeah.
By the end of it, I'm an upstanding citizen, and I love my grandma.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a teacher, and I get the girl at the end.
I'm a sweet guy, and I'm kissing the girl at the end. Yeah. I get the girl at the end.
Adam Sandler's a sweet boy.
Yeah, he is.
I think he and I, if we hung out, we'd be like, "Oh, dude, we're just a couple sweet boys trying to make our ladies happy."
Well, honestly,
he write movies about making ladies happy.
Well, honestly, he'd be wearing the same clothes we're wearing right now, because he don't give a shit. Like I've seen him, like, yep, oh, and we got a comment on Dave's new Christmas sweater.
I know you guys can't see it.
Oh,
if I can figure out how to do a episode art. I'll, this will be the episode art, but it's my Leonardo DiCaprio Christmas sweater from that meme from Django Unchained. It was like 4 years. I couldn't imagine being up in Boston for 2 weeks.
He's sipping his little wine glass.
And he's making that face. Like, that's a fucking good one. That's pretty much my face every episode. This is me every episode of the cast, where I'm like, hey. You guys are like, oh. You're laughing because you feel like you have to.
But literally, like, today, so Dave, like, shows up at work with this Leonardo DiCaprio Django sweater, and I laughed my ass off for 5 minutes. Like, this man's, like, full of surprises. Like, well, it wasn't even a surprise. Like, I knew he had the sweater, but I didn't know he would show up to work with it. You know, and so it was great.
I was nervous. I'm like, I don't want to get it dirty. Well, in my head, I was like, I don't want to get it burnt. I'm like, I've never burnt clothes at work. What am I talking? I burnt my hand, but I was like, I don't have to worry about burning it from work. But I was like, I'm worried about, like, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to fill up the sauces today. Because sometimes they splash. I'm a work shirt. Obviously, I don't give a shit about it. I'm like, I don't want to get, like, buffalo sauce and
or bourbon glaze.
On Leo's cheek.
On Leo's eyeball, you know. Yeah, dude. So it's like,
so he's got blue eyes. Why is that one eye brown? I'm like, don't ask questions. But no. It was a hit amongst coworkers. Was not a hit to any of my tables, which after I got there, I was like, oh, shit. Mostly older people, which I know there's no school this week. Well, maybe school. Anyways, hang on. I want to get into that.
Mm.
But essentially, kids might be coming in, or teenagers even, eating on their own, to where they might be like, they'd see the shirt and be like, dude, fucking sick.
Yeah.
Even someone was like, oh, you're going to make such good tips with that, which maybe it didn't. People just didn't say it to me. But as far as I know, only the coworkers got the joke. Or got the shirt, I should say. Not even the joke, but...
Mm.
But I don't care. I fucking love it. I'm wearing it all week this week.
Yeah, I would.
It's the only Christmas shirt I have. I have a Christmas onesie. Outside of that,
it's beautiful.
I don't buy Christmas clothes, but this is the best shirt. Shout out Ed and Chelsea. I know y'all don't listen, but they sent it to me, and he goes, "Yeah, I saw that shirt and was like, Uncle Dave needs this."
Yeah,
and he was correct.
That's a good brother, dude.
Got to take the doctor's orders, man.
Yep. Always.
Dr. Ed's like,
he writes you a prescription?
You need this. I'm like, yes, sir.
He writes you a prescription.
I'll take it, dude. All day, every day.
Dr. Ed, dude.
That's all it is. Sleeping in this.
Yeah. I hope he listens because he'll love that shout out. But
I might even just listen to this episode.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, speaking of Christmas, do you want to talk about, you got a nice gift? Most recently.
Yeah, so my first gift this year was it was a Star Wars Mandalorian pancake maker.
Baby Yoda.
In the shape of Baby Yoda. So it was a very, very, very thoughtful and sweet gift, bud.
Shout out. Did I say it?
EF.
Oh, you can say her name.
Emma Fountain. Shout out Emma Fountain.
Shout out Emma Water Fountain, dude.
Yeah, Emma Water Fountain. Thank you so, so, so much for this gift. And, you know, it's definitely the thought that counts. You know,
and it's sweet, and it's cute. And even if you don't use it, I think she might even be like, well, are you going to at least put it on display in the kitchen?
Well, that's what I was leaning toward. Like, I'm going to put it on display.
And even, I was also going to ask, or will this inspire you to make more pancakes?
No, but but it's...
No.
But definitely, I want to... It's like a cool, like, fucking, like, trinket. Like, to have in the smoke room or in the kitchen, you know. Like,
We get out to the fridge.
Oh, hell, I got, like, happy birthday cards from, like, 2 years ago still in the fridge.
We just got to organize all that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the thought that counts really, and I'm not trying to talk shit, like, the thought that counts really is the thought that counts, and it means a lot to me. So, like, I hold on to that shit.
Well, that's what, I'm not going to lie, like, when John had told me he gotten a gift from Emma, I was like, damn, like, am I that off-putting? Like, I like Emma. I'm not a, you know, Emma, I love you. You're good people. I get we're not BFFs. Mm-hmm. But I was like, damn, she might, because she told me today, or was it today or yesterday? Mm-hmm. She told me recently, she's like, oh, I got Bowie a gift. Mine a Ruse cat. Ruse cat, but mine a Ruse cat now.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, shit, nice, this and that. I don't know. Like, I'm not good with small talk. I feel like people are like, I got your cat a gift. I'm like even when a certain coworker who shows up drunk from time to time tries to show me pictures of his cat.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're cute cats, man. I don't know what you want me to say. He's like, look at them play together. Then this picture. I'm like, sick. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But, when you were like, yeah, I got a gift from Emma, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little green, a little envious. I was like, I might be the only one not getting a gift from her. Which, if this releases before Christmas and you hear this, Emma, I don't want a gift. I honestly probably more awkward getting gifts than I have not. But it was funny when John's like, got a gift from Emma.
Dude.
And I was like, what? What the hell?
But again, Emma, thank you so much. If you actually do listen, it's great. And I'm honestly, because I'm not really a pancake man, I am going to keep it as a trinket.
No, we're going to use it at least fucking once.
Yeah.
I don't know when, I don't know how soon. Well, not for some, for pancakes. I'll even fucking cook them up, I don't care.
Yeah.
But it'll be, we'll find a day where it's like, hell, even be like, Emma, don't work fucking this Monday or Sunday, or we'll do a little Brenner shit or something like that.
Yeah, we'll do something.
Next few weeks where it's just like, I'll cook up some Baby Yoda pancakes.
Yep.
After I make one, Rue will be like, all right, let me take over. You're okay at this, but I'm better. I'm like, you're right, babe. You're probably fucking right.
Well, that's kind of like if I took over for my girlfriend in the kitchen, man. It's like, no, like, I tried it once, and she kept, like, micromanaging me. And I'm like, all right, you got this.
Like, I'll just hang out and...
Yeah, I was just trying to be sweet. You know, and it's, again, it's the thought that counts, you know, it's like, yo, John Boy, like, it was good, but just let me do this. And I'm like, okay, all right,
and
deal.
Like your Mel, Rue is a damn good cook,
mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I can make stuff, usually, and I'm not going to lie, I haven't cooked a lot of stuff, but I think I could mostly you can figure manage. It out. Like,
you can
like,
manage. Right.
And mm-hmm. I get it, like, yeah, the first batch... I'll eat that because that could be wrong. Mm-hmm. I'll have you taste it and tell me what's wrong with it. And then on the second, third, be coming out, you guys good to eat. But I also get, again, I've never tried to make pancakes in any type of shaped pan or anything like that.
Well, I haven't either. Now, I've made pancakes.
Yeah.
Like, my mother, like, taught me how, like, growing up. But, I mean, in an actual, like, Baby Yoda pancake pan, you know, like, I'm like, oh, I might fuck this up.
I'll probably, you know? It's possible I'll burn the first one, because I'll be, I'm always too nervous about anytime I cook anything for someone other than me. Like, even when I cook Lily a grilled cheese, I'm like, is the fucking cheese melted all the way through? Like, which, obviously, uncooked cheese is fine to eat.
Yeah.
You know, but it's still just like, I don't want this to be bad. Like, and again, if I burn one side of mine, that's fine. If I burn one side of Lily's, she notices it. She might not eat it. And I'm like, I get it.
Uncle Dave.
I wouldn't eat it. Like, Uncle Dave, what the hell is this? I'm like, you're right, Junebug. I fucking suck.
Well, it's all like a callback, like, you know, especially like with people you love, like, you want to do the best possible for them.
Yeah, it's like, I want you to enjoy this food, and I don't want you to pretend to like it, but...
Yeah, I don't want... Yeah, never, you know. And, of course, I get all the time, like, you know, tell me the truth. And I'm like, no, this is the best lasagna I've had since my mother made it, you know.
Trying to think of what Rue made.
You know.
They might have been chicken parm. And I'd honestly never had chicken parm before. It was just something my mom didn't make growing up.
Oh, it's delicious. It's made correctly.
Well, Rue made the three of us dinner that night.
Yep.
And, like, I was telling her, I was like, I've never had chicken parm, and I ate it. She's like, how does it taste? I'm like, it's good. So I'm like, there's a lot of it here, so I'm going to try my best. I go, if I don't finish it, that's not on you. I'm not a big, like, she gave me She gave us big portions.
Yeah, yeah. So I ate the exact same chicken parm, and it was absolutely delicious.
So fucking good.
Yeah, and credit to Rue. Rue is a great cook, and she's on her shit. I promise you guys.
I was like, I don't know if I like. And that's the funny thing is, there's certain foods I probably don't like because of one person who might have made it bad for me.
Not thinking about it,
because I'm like, I've never had chicken parm. That was delicious. Mm-hmm. Anytime I'm at a restaurant or someone's like, you want something to eat? We just cook some chicken parm. I'm like, so I'd be like, oh, no, I'm good. Yep. I don't want to try something new and not like it and be like, thank you for making me this full plate, but fuck off.
Yeah.
I can be like, I will take a fucking plate. Or next time, if she ever gets, you know,
it was kind of like the other day, like, you know, we got the OG, we got the Olive Garden, you know.
Yeah.
The one plate or the one entree I did not partake in was lasagna, because my mother and Mel have spoiled me with lasagna. Like, theirs is fucking good.
Yeah.
You know, if I try to eat somebody else's lasagna, like, here lately, and it was gross.
It was mine, and I had an orange cat maker. So.
Ghost cat.
I got out my Ouija board. Summon the ghost cat. It's an orange cat, and try to help me make lasagna, but dude, I don't think it was right.
That guy, like, he sets out, he goes, I'm gonna fuck up John Boy's day.
He goes, John's craving Italian.
We're gonna make some lasagna for that son bitch, you know.
But no, we'll figure out a day, if not before the new year, shortly after. Mm-hmm. Hell, we could even try to do like a little post Friends Christmas type thing,
mm-hmm.
where we can do either another White Elephant / Dirty Santa type thing.
Yeah.
But Brenner style.
Hey.
We'll cook up some Yoda pancakes, we'll get some bacon, we'll get some fucking
eggs. Get some motherfucking eggs. Get
some eggs, dude, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll try this pan out at least once, but yeah.
Yep. I'm on board with that.
Emma, you'll be invited, and
yep.
You know,
mm-hmm.
shout out for the new decor. Yeah, we'll find a place where that can sit. I'm curious for how that looks out of the box, if it will be able to stand, or if we'll have to get a couple hooks or something to hang them by the ears on.
Right. Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. All right. We're going to break it up right quick.
Yep.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Hey guys, Thomas could make it again.
Imagine that.
So I found this lady inside the house. I said,
damn.
You want to hang? And she said, you heard it right there. She said, yeah.
So, I found this great lady inside the house. So
we have Rue on the mic, and this is big news. She moved in. And John, how do you feel about her moving all of her shit in?
Fuck off.
Oh, we gotta talk about the bathroom stuff.
Oh God.
So originally,
do we have enough time?
So originally, he's like, "Hey, you like talk shit about the bathroom stuff?" I'm like, "Well, actually, the bathroom stuff is lovely."
Yeah,
I never told him to talk shit.
No, I'm not trying to throw you.
I was like, "Hey, say bad, say only bad things." Like,
I believe it.
Well, because if John wasn't here the actual day, she got the majority of her stuff here, and I was just like, "Oh, John's gonna be so fucking pissed about all this shit."
It's so funny though. You played on words like that.
But she was just like, "Why?" I'm like, "I'm kidding." Like, John either won't care or he'll like it.
You should have wrote it out. Be like, "John hates this." Like,
John, how do you feel about all of her shit being here now, dude?
I honestly, you know me, man. Like, I just don't care about the decorum. You know, I just want the house to be clean.
Well, no, so, you know, and so John and I had talked about this. Like, a couple people hadn't asked, which I thought they would at work. They go, "What do you think?" I'm like, the house smells better. Not that it smelled bad before, it smelled good, but now it smells better.
It had a mannish odor to it.
That's fair. No, that's fair. But I don't think it was, I don't know.
I love the candles.
I don't think...
The candle scents.
If the house smelled bad and no one told me, fuck you guys.
Yeah. Fuck you guys.
If you're a friend and you listen and my house smelled bad and you didn't say, like, dude, I think there's puke in that corner or so, I don't know. Like, fuck you. You're not a real friend. Right. But, no, the house, I think, smelled good before. Yeah. Fine enough.
Even now, when...
But now it smells bad. Or,
even when my pee hits the urinal.
The urinal?
It is a...
So, Rue added in a urinal gel, not even a urinal cake.
Yeah.
It's more of a soft serve.
It's a cleaning gel.
It's like an ice cream. Soft serve.
We're doing terms the listeners can compute. Yeah.
It's a click gel.
Click gel. You heard it here first.
There it is.
Did you just invent this?
No, I wish.
Whoa.
We'd be millionaires.
But you put it around where the main water comes out of the toilet. Mm-hmm. But you didn't know this when you did this. One, you put a target in the toilet bowl. And two, that's where most men, if I'm not mistaken, aim their pee so there's no sound.
Why? I hear it no matter what.
But sometimes you don't.
I don't think there's ever been a point I haven't heard you pee when I'm like.
Well, I pee into the water.
Uh huh.
I pee for
so no. So John's the only one.
I pee for no splash.
Yeah, sometimes I
pee in the side, but no, for the most part,
I'm gonna start putting them on the other side.
We can go into the bathroom right now, and I can kind of show you where, like, and most guys have their spot in the toilet bowl. No joke. Like, John, where's your spot in the toilet bowl?
Where it's dirty. There's like
the whole toilet bowl.
Honestly, where I aim. No, like if there's dookie residue, every guy will aim to pee that off the bowl anywhere it's at. Even underwater dookie residue.
Yeah.
Like guys will aim to like pee that off.
So let's take like for example, your thing on the what are those things called?
The click gels.
Click gels.
Yeah. It looks like a jellyfish. And, dude, I had a bad experience with jellyfish when I was younger. So, I'm going to piss that thing off the bowl, dude.
He's making this up expensive to make excuses. He peed the first two off.
Yes, the other one's already off, and I put it on like 2 days ago.
And now you peed her off. You happy she's here still?
That was good.
Like, man, what does this mean, Dave?
Oh, God.
So, John, Rue humbly asks you to stop picking off her click gels.
Will do.
I'll buy you a pee target if that's what you need.
Never again.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, actually.
You got to consult with us on where to put it, at least with me.
You can put it in there. I ain't touching it.
That's fine, but I'm saying, like, I would say any guy that listens, DM me about where you pee in the toilet. Because most guys have a spot. And I think most guys have it. It's kind of a bit.
Oh, my God. So, thank you guys. You guys made me laugh harder than I've laughed in a long time tonight.
Good. Well,
that's good.
Did you talk about Bowie being here now? He's been here for a little bit.
No. Oh, yeah. There's a cat.
A kitty boy.
Well, it's a full-grown cat-ass man.
He is. He's a full-grown
man. So here's the thing about that.
He's a big boy, dude.
All right.
So my girlfriend has a cat named Bowie. No, actually, I brought that up in the first half. I go, it's our cat, but it's her cat.
Mm-hmm.
I gave credit where credit was due, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Where are you trying to get after with this?
So me and the Bowie. All right. So there's been nights you guys been away.
We've never been away.
You know.
We've paid $45 an hour to babysit.
No, I don't know if he's like cheating on you or what, but I mean he like cuddles with me.
He loves the John boy.
He loves the John boy. You know. Today we watched a motion picture that went from the theaters. Straight to HBO Max and
straight to VHS.
Why
don't we create a streaming service called VHS Max?
Yeah, we should.
Because everything's already on streaming services.
Yeah, but we'll find the ones that, like, you can't.
Good luck. The reason they're not on streaming services is because they're too expensive to...
Well, certain movies are going to be exclusive. They're going to be exclusive to this.
Like Sinbad's Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find that Mandela Effect movie.
I never made the fucking Shazam, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I did the Sinbad show, but I mean, that was about all I did, you know.
John, you know I love your impression.
Is this Bill Cosby?
I don't know. People were doing that. That was not Sinbad.
It was Bill Cosby.
That wasn't Bill Cosby.
Well, let me do a little lollipop. Ow.
The button
pop. I'll cry with the button pop.
I derailed this.
So John, all of her shit being here.
It's in the spare room. Get over it.
What do you think about we got
mm-hmm.
inside leaf growth around the shower, the bathroom here now?
Dude, that's gonna create so much oxygen.
It's not.
Oh
real.
My god,
we're probably gonna have birds inside now.
Oh, nice. Shut up. Well, just sparrows, though. Just sparrows.
She's got a plant blocking about 1/100th of my TV
mm-hmm.
in the living room. I'm like, I can't live like this. What if something happens down there in that little corner and I can't see what happened?
Yeah.
In the tiniest sliver.
The smallest of where nothing ever happens.
Yeah. Except maybe a credit.
I get widescreen now. They're like, nothing happens on the side of the TV. Like,
yeah, it doesn't.
They condensed it for us, and we're like, no, we want bigger.
We want 4K.
We
want
to see everything. They're like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I will say this.
There's like, a napkin over there. It means nothing.
Yeah, yeah. I will say this. The 4K TV is tremendous. I watched the Black Adam today with Bowie.
Is this 4K?
I think
the
it
TV
is.
TV, we got 4K?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Dude, that's more smooth than the... TV that Mel and Kelly have, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
It's my TV. I'm just like, I don't know. Maybe I'm an asshole, but I'm like, it's
like you go in the
it's
Best
all TV
Buy.
Like if you
go in the Best Buy, and shit looks so much more real on screen. It's almost like 3D.
Well, I remember those times when TVs went from like. Baby got back TVs mm-hmm. versus, you know, flat screen TVs.
Yeah.
And some of the flat screen, I'm like, oh, shit, you can see the sweat dripping off his head. Mm-hmm. Whoa. It's like,
you can see the fucking acne and pimples on his face.
Did you ever want to see that?
No.
Like, you guys are making us look at more than we want to see. You're like, I think flat screen TVs...
Ruined what, actors.
It's what made... Like, you gotta love ugly people now, too.
Hey.
So like ugly actors and fat models, you got to take it. I'm like, I don't.
That's
want
how
that.
Pete Davidson's getting the snatch he's getting. From Kim Kardashian
because of flat screen TV.
Yep.
They broke up a minute ago.
No, but
a minute and
no,
a half,
no,
maybe.
No, he's tapping it and leaving, but he's
no,
getting
he's,
it because
he's with
of his 4K
else
thing.
Now.
He was. We talked about this. We talked about this on the Pete Davidson episode last week. We talked.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to re-bring it up, but yeah. We covered that.
But no, I remember watching one of my buddy's mom's boyfriends, that's a white trash sentence, on one of their TVs.
Was it in their trailer?
One of my buddy's mom's boyfriend's TVs, we were watching Get Him to the Greek.
Oh my god.
And he had a... The PS3 with the, you know, PS3's got the PS3's were pretty new. And this was the new PS3. And he had one of the TVs where it was like, whoa, you can fucking see how fat Jonah Hill is right now. And Russell Brand is kind of gross. For a dirty Brit.
Oh like, my god, David.
You're like, wow, you can see how, no, Jonah Hill is a fucking man, first of all. Secondly, this is one of the first TVs I'm like, this is fucking crazy, like, dynamic, is, you know, like, how clear the picture was. Sorry, we gotta let John recoup.
He always does this to me. He makes me laugh so fucking hard, like, I can't even, like, comment because I'm laughing.
And I vamp until it's done.
Me, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. Me,
well, what line got you?
The old Jonah Hill. But baby, well, even begin the movie like he's eating some girl's pussy, and you know it's like, oh, I really like that. Oh, and he's like, oh, I really enjoy that. You
I
know,
think I came this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you, Jonah.
I'm sorry.
Y'all heard it here for the first time. I made her scream.
Yes. Yes. Fuck you. Shut up. But,
so, anyways, what were we talking about?
So going back to the whole Rue thing. Like, I love that Rue's here. Love that fucking Rue's here, and she's literally like another day for me, which is great for me.
Oh yeah,
you know, another best friend. So I mean, that's all I got to say about that. As far as what Forrest Gump would say, you know, life's like a box of chocolates. You know,
you never know what you're
gonna
get.
There it is.
Unless you poke a hole through the town.
Unless you take the lid off.
Unless you change.
They used to have the chocolates labeled in the 90s.
Unless you change the whole bathroom around.
That's not all. There was nothing in there to change. What do you mean?
You added so no, much. That oh, was, my God. No, no,
that was a Dave swearing.
No, like, hey, you had this in there. So much after.
Which, actually, I don't give a shit what you put in that bathroom. Good. But, I mean, you know.
I'm making it look nice.
It's a bit.
Homey.
It's another bit.
Homely.
Homey.
Those candles smell great. Hey, those cinnamon cookies. Oh my God, I can't wait to eat them.
Cinnamon cookies?
What cinnamon cookies?
The candles.
What the fuck?
What are you drinking?
Whatever the candles are. I can't wait to eat that shit, man.
The one in the bathroom is...
You want to do a shot? Is that what you're trying to do?
Some cinnamon candle shots?
Yeah, yeah, I can't wait candle. To eat some marshmallow cream.
All right, speaking of Christmas, I got a Rue ornament, guys. I should have saved it for a surprise, but I told her about it. Like, I don't know. As soon as I saw her.
Which
you
is
want,
okay.
You want to tell me what it was?
It's a WWE. Heavyweight championship belt ornament.
That covers all.
Hit me up in the DMs if that was gay.
It was not gay. It was very sweet.
Well, what the Singaporeans decide.
The Vietnamese. Shit out of you with this.
Don't do that. You're leaving Yoda marks on the leg.
Don't Yoda bruise. That'd be so funny. I'm gonna try now.
No, stop.
Why?
No. Should we take a break?
Maybe.
You got something to say?
No.
Yeah, nothing to say.
No. I'm good.
How do you feel about your stay here?
It's been chill.
Chill AF.
Chill AF.
Chill AF.
BB chill.
BBG AF.
That girl is fun. Yeah.
Thanks.
Deal.
I'll just.
John, did you ride the school bus growing up?
Yeah, actually, I did. And there was one, actually, there was an instance where this asshole, yet to be named, like...
Give me some, initials.
DB.
DB?
Yeah. Mm. Didn't like this kid. He ended up being...
Dickbag.
Yeah, he ended up being our fullback, so...
DB
there,
Cooper.
So there was one time, like, he pushed my sister into dog shit.
What?
And I punched him in the face. We got in a fight over there.
Rightfully so, yeah.
Yeah, you know. This is on the school bus, the back of the school bus, you know.
Fuck.
Yeah. And so then my mother, there wasn't nothing I could do to him. My mother did. My mother chewed him out and then chewed out the pants.
Oh, at the meeting at the school?
Yeah.
I was like, she was like.
Yeah.
Showing up to that bus stand.
But I mean, he was a little asshole. He was about 5'4". You know, he ended up being our fullback.
Shout out Short King.
Yeah, Short King. you know.
You deserve that ass whooping. I'll drink one to that.
Right. But, I mean, that's what happened with that. But, I mean, I was just defending my sister.
Wait, what did he push your sister or hit her?
No, he didn't hit her. He just pushed her into the dog shit.
Well, you know. Literally in the dog shit?
Yeah, some...
How bad did you fuck him up?
I got...
You got your licks in?
Well, I got 5 licks in.
People would have to literally be like, grab my arms.
Like, I punched him, he went down.
Let him go. All right, no, because...
I punched him, dude. I punched him, he went down. Him with the right, left. So, 5 shots.
You're a little fired up
right now. Yeah, you know. He was bleeding.
If someone put my sister into dog shit.
You don't fuck with my sister like that.
Yeah, if someone pushed her in general. Mm-hmm. You're going to put dog shit on that? I'm like, I might go find some dog shit, like, eat this.
Yeah.
Now.
It's crazy hearing you guys say that, because, like, if I got pushed into dog shit, my little brother would just stand there and laugh, and then when I got up, he'd push me back into it.
Aww. Well, that's not good, though.
I like your little brother. He's a fucking jack, dude.
But honestly, not
fucking, I'd love to, like, dude, be mean to my sister. I want to.
So
I don't like you. Be mean to my sister.
So let's put Rue in this present day situation. Mm-hmm. It's me and Dave. Mm-hmm. What happens? Do we kill him?
Wait, who's getting pushed?
You're getting pushed.
If you get pushed into dog shit, what am I to do?
In front of me and Dave. What happens then?
We laugh. Him up. What?
Just beat him up.
Oh, we laugh and then beat him up.
No, don't laugh.
Oh, we laugh next.
No, I asked Dave, like, all right.
If someone puts you in dog shit, what do you...
No.
If we're ever even close to that scenario...
No, honestly, I asked Dave, like, did you buy the lie this time or should I get it? Because I'm burying that motherfucker. Wait, seriously.
What was the first part you said? Should I buy the lie this time?
You gonna buy the lie, or am I gonna buy the lie?
What do you mean buy the lie?
To bury this motherfucker.
Oh, dude, yeah, no.
You know,
no, if anyone puts hands on
me. No, nobody. 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 Face, like... You know. They're getting fucking buried, and nobody's ever gonna know about it. Because, I mean, honestly...
Listen to the case. And not many do, so I think we're safe.
Unless this motherfucker's in Vietnam... Probably not gonna happen, you know.
John, tell me about your best Christmas.
Honestly, my best Christmas. I'll even couple it with my best birthday. It was last year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, elaborate. Yeah.
All right, so, for one, you got me the best gift ever. The koozie. All right.
Can I be honest with you real quick, and I'm sorry to interrupt?
Mm-hmm.
That might have been my favorite gift to buy. Like, yeah. I think I got my one niece and one nephew. I won't say which one. I think I got them, like, the perfect gift. Mm-hmm. One year.
Mm-hmm.
And then every year it's like, oh, yeah.
But honestly, like, my best Christmas, best birthday, like, everything happened this year. You know. Because of this guy, my grandchild told me she loved me for the first time.
Aww.
In words, it was, well, you still, I don't want to tear up right now, like, thinking about it, but
you're welcome,
like,
to here.
Well,
I think I told you, like, when fucking Arthur was like, Uncle Dave, hockey, I was like, we're in Arizona, I have no fucking voice. We're playing the fucking N64. I'm like, you gotta take the controller. And like Chelsea and there's someone else there. They're like, yeah, we get it. Like,
yeah.
Played fucking hockey with Farty Artie.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, so love you.
Yeah. Oh my God. You know, and I firmly believe too, like, you know, like, you can be a man's man, but at the end of the day, like, there's certain things that, like, you're selective to being vulnerable. You know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And, oh, my God. Like, when Catherine Rose, like, said, will you?
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I'm going to keep you forever. Yeah, it's so fucking cute.
Like, I'll do life in prison if anybody ever fucks you over.
Well, yeah. I don't know if we've ever talked about it in the cast, but there was a time Mel Will lived in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the neighbor downstairs had literally...
Yeah. I don't like
they
story.
Were beating, like, during the day, they're beating on their roof, Mel and Will's, like, floor.
Yeah.
Like, shut your fucking kid up. It's like, dog, yeah. It's 2 in the afternoon. She's 2 years old. Like, what are you talking about?
So, after
it's
the fact.
Not, it's not 3 in the morning. You know, it's like, oh, I gotta sleep at this time I work. It's like, get a different, like, a kid lives here and it's the daytime.
So, after the fact. They were very lucky because me and Dave didn't find about this until, like, a week later.
Mm-hmm. You know? I don't think they told me for a few weeks.
Yeah, because, I mean, they knew, like, how we would react. Be like, oh, we don't give a fuck. Like, we're going to come down there and, like, confront them.
I remember what they told me. I was at the bullpen. I'm like...
Nobody fucks with Lily, you know.
Well, like, so the guy came out and, like, Mel was like, fuck you, motherfucker. Like, I'll come up there and strangle you and that 2-year-old fucking kid of yours.
Oh, what? God. Yeah. That's how much Mel of a piece inside, of shit this person
Mel goes
was.
Inside, locks the door. Mm-hmm. Gets the other side. Like, grabs a knife.
Mm-hmm. As she should.
Yeah.
And calls Will. And again, they tell me a couple weeks ago. Like, this is why we didn't call you, because, you know, you'd have been straight there. Mm-hmm. If not pounding on the guy's door, sitting outside of it. I'm like, I'd have been excited, but I'd have done everything legal. You know, I'm not gonna.
But at the same time, I'm glad they didn't tell me at that time, because, I mean, you...
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah, yeah, no. Stay. It would have been bad, because, as Melanie calls it, like, kissy feet, like, dude, you defend them till death. You know,
what I'm saying is, like, I don't want Mel Will to take the sacrifice.
So you, no, I'd rather be me.
You guys don't have to kill them. I'll kill that guy.
Yeah.
For what he did.
And hey, like, we'll split the lie, you know. You know, burying the dead body. Lie. Yeah. Yeah.
This is
fuck
a funny
that.
Term.
And this
that's a, if that's some it, fucking just, piece of shit, like,
let's
just get
dark
like,
for the last 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Is that where we're going to end on?
I guess so.
Murder.
Yeah. Hey, listeners, don't ever disrespect like
don't
anybody
disrespect
in our family.
Us. Don't disrespect anyone. Hey, yeah.
Unless you're we expecting know. To be in a hole like for the rest of your life. Or something.
Use us in court. That's fine. Mm-hmm. We will kill you.
I'm sorry I went to another place there, guys. But, yeah. That's why I am, you know. That's how much I love. That's how much I care. Like about
so my
I mean.
Crazy school bus story.
There you go.
Was
good transition.
What a segue.
One time, this girl Jill, RIP.
Hey.
She was a good pal, good friend.
I didn't know.
That's still this. You're being very disrespectful. What is going on? Her and a live Becky got into like a fight on the bus. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, our bus driver Rod, on one of his hands, he just had like the 3 fingers, like Stavi from The Ringer. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Got him captive. He didn't have a full hand to open up the bus door, but it worked. But anyways, it was a pretty chill bus. A lot of weird, crazy shit happened on this fucking bus rides to and from school. This is what these bus rides were, you know. Ski. And, ski. And, Becky and Jill got in a fight. Like, Jill was a tall, like, skinny chick. Becky was a tall, like, you know, strong woman. You know, she was just a pill. Like, she had big shoulders. Tall, like, she, you know, yeah. But Jill was talking a bunch of shit to Becky. And Becky done had it. And
Becky ain't got it, dude.
Becky beat her ass.
Becky beat her.
Beat her ass. Like, yeah. Beat Jill's ass. And it was like, wow. And this was like our bus driver Rod with the eight fingers.
He's got eight fingers.
Pulls the bus over. Was like, oh, we're all just like, yo, no cell phones, no nothing.
So he's like,
we were just living in the moment. And Becky just whooped Jill's ass. All right, video. But like, so I think Jill might have been talking about how she just got her, like, I just did my nails. And then, like, one hand of them just, like, you could hear, like, he's like, oh, shit. And she's grabbing her hair, like, ah. Yeah. I was like, dude, riding the bus is fucking crazy. We had kindergarten through 12th grade on this bus because of how small of a town it was.
Yeah.
Like, when we grew up in the city, it was like, all right, high schoolers get on the bus earliest, junior high, elementary. They're like, yeah, we're not driving 30 miles out of town.
Whoa. Podcast is over, I guess.
Podcast too hot. Podcast got too hot. Don't talk about no more bus stuff.
Pizza's ready.
No more bus stuff.
Jill got her ass beat. That's the lesson learned today.
Yeah.
Your name's Jill. Watch out, I guess.
Not so. She's dead. Huh? The Jill I talked about is dead.
Yeah.
This episode is dedicated to her.
Dedicated to Jill.
Okay. Cool.
You get any crazy bus stories?
I push my sister
in the
dog shit.
No.
Fuck you.
I don't. I sat in the back with all the other rejects.
I feel like we were going somewhere with this. And
I don't just, think so. I think it's
halted.
That's okay.